Praise the Lord. We want to appreciate God for what the Lord has done so far in our lives, for making it possible for us to be alive today. I want to appreciate each and every one of us for joining us this morning in today's program on Family Essence. I want to say God has been faithful. Even if we do not see what he's doing for us, even if we do not get to, you know, see what he has done for us and how he has been helping us, you know, it is not by our own ability that we are alive today, but it is by the mercies of God. So I want to give God the praise for counting us worthy to be in his presence this morning, this afternoon. And I want to say that as we continue to dig into God's word to prepare for Christ's coming, I pray that God Almighty will help us to be able to stand for him and to be able to enter into his kingdom when Christ shall come. And God willing, God will help us to be able to stand in the gap, because there is a lot of things that will be contending with our faith as we journey in this life. So many things will come at us, so many things will contend and will shake us. But the Bible says that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. The same shall be saved. So this morning we will be looking at a very important subject before us, which is one of the parameters, you know, that would really, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, and if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, there are different parameters to be able to measure if one is still securing the right standing with God. There are a lot of distractions these days, and if care is not taken, even the very elect can actually fall off the rail. So it's important for us to put ourselves in check, which informed the subject that we will be talking about today on Family Essence, which speak to not just only our lives, to everything around us. We will be looking at a very important subject. Before we proceed, I want us to say a word of prayer. Let's close our eyes as we pray. A righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for making it possible for us to be gathered here today, for us to be quickened by your Spirit each moment of our lives. Thank you for keeping each and every of our families. Thank you, Lord, for making it possible for us to join in the session of Family Essence today. Lord, we pray, we ask, you know, God, that the purpose of this gathering will be fulfilled in our lives in Jesus' name. As we consider your word, as we look into your word, the subject that you have before us today, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will speak through our heart and lives and minister life to us, infusing your life into us, and to help us to retrace our steps so as to be able to prepare for Christ coming and to be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Lord, we pray for grace today. We pray for your presence today. We pray that the Holy Spirit will instruct us and will lead us as we proceed in looking into your word and sharing in your word in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, Father, for we know it is done. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. All right, so it's Family Essence once again. Thank you for joining us, and I will be looking at a very important subject today. This subject is very critical to our Christian faith, and you've seen in a flyer the subject, which is purity. And purity talks about, it's one of the, like I did say, it's one of the parameters, it's one of the things that you use to measure your stand with God. if you are with God or if you are Herod on the side, if you are not following through to obeying God, and you have fallen off the edge. And if K is not taking, you know, there is a lot of things that is happening lately. Challenges here and there. There are a lot of, even as in our daily work, in our homes and in our families, even beyond family, there are a lot of things that will come that will challenge our faith, that will challenge our faith. And one of the ways, as described by our Lord Jesus Christ, is in terms of purity. How pure is your heart towards God? How pure is your heart towards men? It's very important that we put ourselves in check, as the subject of purity is critical to the life of a Christian in seeing God at the hand, in entering into the kingdom of God. We'll be looking at the first subject, the first text before us in the book of Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. We'll be looking at the words of Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 15 in verse 10. Matthew chapter 15 in verse 10. It says there, "And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man." So in other words, there's a lot of things that goes on in the mind of in the hearts of men. Basically, before you do something, you first of all think about it, before you engage, before you, for instance, before you apply for a job, you first of all think about it, okay, this, okay, before you even make an attempt to do. So he's saying that it's not that which is outside that you're taking that defiles you. It is what comes out of your heart. Because what comes out of your heart could be good, could be bad. Okay? It's not the food. You eat food now, you know, your heart is already made up that you want to eat this food. There's a good food, there's a bad food. So when you take good food, of course, it nourishes your body and all that. Nobody likes to take bad food or bad apples or bad oranges or eat a egg that is already decayed and all that. Nobody likes that. Right, so it's saying that everything that happens in the life of a man comes from within the heart. Before you go to that supermarket, you've thought about it, okay, by 4 p.m. I'll be going to the supermarket, which is good, right? Before you engage in any activities that defiles your body, it's already from the heart. So when God wants to visit a man, he first of all checks the heart. When you pray, how are you praying? What are you praying about? Everything comes from within the heart. That's the reason you see a passage of scripture that says, before you even ask, he already knows what you want to ask.